Before getting started with the diaphragmatic breathing exercise, it'll be useful to have an idea of how many breaths you take each minute. In a moment, I'll time your breathing for 30 seconds. The best body position for the beginning of this exercise is sitting up straight in a comfortable chair with both feet on the floor. When I say begin, I'd like for you to silently count the number of complete breaths you take. So, as you inhale and exhale, that will be 1. Inhale, exhale, 2, and so on. Just keep track of the number of breaths you take. Take a second to get situated. We'll begin in a few seconds. Ready? Begin. Stop. Now I'd like for you to take that number and multiply it by 2, and this will give you the number of breaths per minute. Most people who don't have chronic problems with anxiety tend to take about 8 breaths per minute. If your score was significantly higher than 8, then there's a very good chance that you tend to take short, shallow breaths from your chest. This isn't dangerous, but it can lead to higher levels of carbon dioxide and lower levels of oxygen in your blood system. Having too much carbon dioxide and too little oxygen can lead to higher blood pressure, faster and harder heartbeats, muscle tension, shakiness, jittery feelings, dizziness, feeling disoriented, and it can even make light seem brighter or sounds louder. Any of these feelings will tend to increase anxiety and can even lead to panic attacks. If you're taking more than 8 breaths per minute, you're essentially hyperventilating all the time. You might even have noticed that you tend to sigh more than others do. This is your body trying to get more oxygen into your bloodstream. One of the best ways to combat this type of chronic hyperventilation or shallow chest breathing is to learn how to breathe from your diaphragm. This is really just learning to take slow, full breaths from your abdomen instead of short, shallow breaths from your chest. If you practice this just 5 minutes each day, you can significantly reduce your overall level of anxiety and stress. In fact, if you practice this a couple of times each day for 2 to 3 weeks, you'll be able to reset your normal rate of breathing. You'll be teaching your body to breathe from your abdomen on a regular basis. So now let's turn our attention to learning how to do this. It might be easier at first to practice while you're laying down, but if this isn't possible, do the exercise sitting in a chair with both of your feet on the floor. Place one hand on your stomach and one hand on your upper chest. The goal here is to inhale in a way that only moves your lower hand while your upper hand stays still. You might just do this for a few breaths in an exaggerated way to get a feel for it. The reason it's important to breathe from your abdomen is because you will be able to fill up your lungs from the bottom up. This helps you to take a full breath that's much more comfortable, and it's a more efficient way to breathe. In a moment, I'll guide you through 10 breaths. I'll count to 4 for each inhalation and then pause briefly. Then, as you exhale, try to let the air out slowly, also taking to the count of 4. So when I say begin, you'll inhale as I count to 4, you'll pause, and then you'll exhale as I count to 4 again. That will count as 1 full breath. And we're going to do 10. If you're used to breathing shallowly from your chest, you might find this a little bit uncomfortable at first, and you might even feel a little lightheaded. If this happens, just go at a pace that's a little bit quicker, maybe three counts in, pause, three counts out. Don't let yourself get frustrated. If you can't follow the four count at first, don't worry about that. With practice, you'll be able to slow your breathing down. Okay, get comfortable laying down or sitting in a chair. Place one hand on your stomach and one hand on your upper chest. Remember, you only want your lower hand to move during this exercise. And it's also helpful to inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. This way you can concentrate on the cool, refreshing air coming in and the warm air leaving your body. Get ready. And let's begin. Inhale, two, three, four, pause. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. 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 Exhale, two, three, four. Hopefully you found this exercise to be relaxing. If not, don't worry, you just need to keep practicing. The more you practice each day, the faster you'll be able to reset the pace you breathe at, and you'll be able to breathe more from your abdomen than you do from your chest. After a few times practicing with your hands on your stomach and chest, you won't need to do this anymore, unless you want to. Then you can practice any time you have downtime, like when you're waiting for a class to begin, when you're watching TV, when you're reading, maybe while you're waiting in a line. Any time that you can, just practice this exercise. Some people like to remind themselves every hour on the hour to check their breathing, slowing it down if they need to. Just do whatever works for you. Soon you'll be breathing much easier, and you'll notice how much your anxiety has decreased.